Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
This week we are airing the final segment of Dr. Brian Chappell's message that he gave at our recent CEF conference called It Takes a Body, where he shared the importance of raising up our children to know and love the Lord within the family of God, the whole body of Christ. Lifelong transformation in Christ, in our children, is never a one-man show, an alone parental effort, or just the job of the church for pastors and teachers and children and youth leaders. Lifelong transformation in Christ, in our precious children and youth, takes a team. It takes a body, the body of Christ. We hope you enjoyed listening as Dr. Brian Chappell concludes his message on the importance of the body of Christ in working together to raise up our children to know and love the Lord Jesus and to walk with Him all of their days.
So an intergenerational community is building the faith of kids who last in the church. Meaningful worship, essential for lifelong discipleship. In the gathered worship, the worship is not ritualistic and not artificial or automatic. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the style of music is. That's impossible. There's so many different people and background, but people are not just going through the motions. They mean my heart is awed by the greatness of the grace of God. And the young people around me can see that. And this is real, and they know that. And by the way, it's not just gathered worship, but family worship is real. So as dying it is in our culture, as much as family meals together are dying in culture, just out of this terrible chart that I've given you, one important thing to note. The 15% of those families, says Stetzer, who pray together daily, that one little stat, if they pray together daily, 90% of their children will remain in the church lifelong. Now, in Good News Clubs, you're praying. Moms in prayer, you are praying. But if the family will pray, which means something about spiritual fathers as well as spiritual mothers, it means setting aside, is it bedtime? Is it mealtime? Is it breakfast? Whatever it is. I mean, that's an amazing stat, isn't it? 90% of those children will remain in the church lifelong when there is family worship. There have to be meaningful opportunities for service and mission. Hear those two things? Particularly in millennial culture and down. Is the church just about serving the people who are here? You know, we just serve ourselves. We give money so that we have a nice Sunday morning. Or do we serve other people? This church, I'm just talking the generation that's mainly here, in the Dr. Dunn era, look at all the camps and clubs and societies that formed as lay people used their funds and their time to establish, almost as it were, a parallel Christian community for those who were not in the church. Now, we've lost some of that, but I will tell you, as you look at young families who are adopting, and then they are homeschooling, and they are classical schooling, and some of you are participating now, though you are in your elder years, in the youth groups, what are you doing? You are saying, we understand that meaningful worship that is grouped together with people who are serving God, and it may be in the nursing home, and it may be a person of wealth who is helping tornado victims, it may be somebody who is saying, look at the inequities in the city of Peoria for people of color versus people who are Anglo. And I have some wealth to make a difference there. If children begin to know that, it is profoundly convincing that we are not just shooting air when we talk about what the gospel is, that we mean something. And by the way, when it's not just service opportunity, but faith opportunities, I've got to close, but let me just say quickly, one of the great stories of this past summer was the mission team that went to Mexico. And the children who went were trained to share their faith, not just do construction projects. Did you know that? And as a consequence, they were sharing their faith. And Philemon 1:6 just comes to mind. I urge that you would be fervent in the sharing of your faith, so that you might understand everything that we have in Christ. When I share my faith, it actually becomes deeper and dearer to me. And what happened in Mexico is not only did our young people share their faith and see conversions, but the church that they were working with, do you know this? They said, you are the only church that actually comes and shares their faith. Everybody else does construction projects, and that's not a bad thing. But you all had children who would share their faith, and they recognized the difference. Meaningful opportunities for service and mission. Finally, what will keep lifelong children? Meaningful application of Scripture. Meaningful application of Scripture. So that, you know, you can't depend on the pastor to do it all. You just can't. I mean, you recognize when children, and do you recognize the blessing of our high schoolers sitting down front every Sunday? Do you recognize the good of that? And praise God. And the college students that sit over, I mean, praise God for those dynamics. And it's not everybody, we know that. But it sure has changed some of our worship dynamics. It changes my sermons, right? Because I'm going to have these kids survive. I better say something, you know, keep them kind of clued in a little bit. And it changes them to say, I hear from the Word of God something that's not just magical mystery and ephemeral nothing. There's something that I can read in my Bible and it makes sense and it applies to my life. And someday, even if I'm not obeying now, I think I know where the truth is. Not the little t truth, the big t truth. Well, I'm going to spare you the big story at the end because I've already gone too long. What you know, some of you, is I'm in this church because of a third grade teacher who prayed for me all the way until my seminary presidency. You've heard me tell that story. From the time that my parents' marriage was coming undone until I became a seminary president, he prayed for me with his wife every year. Moms in prayer, fathers in prayer, communities of faith in prayer, ministering to children, it makes a profound difference. Just because we're overweighted does not mean we don't have power. We have spiritual power in the family of God, ministering in the body for the sake of children. Father, would you continue to bless the work of Child Evangelism Fellowship? We are inspired by the leadership of Katrina, thankful for moms in prayer, but we recognize that our own children will not know the power of the gospel if we are not living as a body for their sake. So make what is reverberating from this church all the more powerful because we have seen what it means for the church to function as the body of Christ for lifelong commitments of faith for the next generation. So use us, equip us. We thank you for the power of the gospel. What a blessing that you have given your people to show us your way. Guide us in it. Keep us true to it, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
We appreciate so much Dr. Brian Chappell's heartfelt message about the care and concern that we all need to show, not only for one another within the body of Christ, but especially for our children and raising up this future generation to know and love the Lord and to walk with Christ, all by God's grace, as lifelong disciples of Jesus Christ. We hope you've enjoyed this four-part message by Dr. Brian Chappell on It Takes a Body, the Body of Christ. If you'd like a copy of not only Dr. Chappell's message, but also the entire CEF conference held last fall called Open Doors and Open Hearts, just contact us at our CEF state office at 309-688-9699 or visit our website at cefofillinois.com. For a gift of any amount to CEF, we'll be glad to send you a DVD of this entire event. After Dr. Chappell's message, our CEF conference ended with a special music by Jairo Arvizu as he continued to move and stir our hearts towards the Lord through an uplifting song called Only Jesus. We hope you enjoyed listening to this final message through song that underscores what is most important in our lives in raising our children to know Jesus. We want our children and our children's children to see Jesus in us. What matters most in this life from beginning to end, from the cradle to the grave and everything in between is only one thing. It's for us and for our children, only Jesus.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. empty world can sell his empty dreams. Got lost in the light when it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I've only got one life to live. I let every moment point to him. Only Jesus. All the kingdoms built, all the trophies won, will crumble into dust when it's said and done. 'Cause all that really matters is, did I live the truth to the ones I love? Was my life the proof that there is only one whose name will last forever? And I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I've only got one life to live. I let every moment point to him. Only Jesus. What it's all about. For Jesus is the only name. Jesus is the only name. Jesus is the only name to remember. Oh, Jesus is the only name. Jesus is the only name. Jesus is the only name to remember. I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me, but only Jesus.
Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. We hope you join us again next week. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.